A no trespassing sign and a locked door would make most people turn and walk away, but for our next guest, well, it's more like an invitation. Phil Orr is an amateur photographer in Toronto, and he belongs to a group called Urban Exploration. Its members are from all over the world and connect online to share pictures and stories of their transgressions, their trespasses. This Saturday, they'll be meeting in person here in Toronto. Phil is one of the members who will be there and joins us in the studio today. Hello, Phil.
Good morning.
According to Wikipedia, we've looked it up, the term urban exploration, or UE, is defined as the examination of normally unseen or off-limits areas of human civilization. So why don't we start by giving us some of the places you were drawn to that you were expected to keep out of?
Well, urban exploration, as you mentioned, is basically just kind of going into places that you're not expected to be, where the public doesn't get to see. So that includes such places as subway tunnels, drains. A lot of what I do is abandoned buildings, and that seems to be the main focus for the hobby. And I focus on abandoned buildings myself because I find the photographic aspect of it is much more interesting than a drain or any other sort of off-limit area.
And is it more interesting because it's off-limits? If the place you're about to go into was suddenly put on limits, if they remove the no trespassing sign, would you still go?
Oh, I would still go. I don't believe that the fact that it is trespassing is a factor in exploring the building. I think that if we can get permission, we would always do so. The trespassing is just something that we kind of see as a requirement to see these buildings because we're often not allowed into them.
But this appeals to a certain kind of personality. You must touch benches that say wet paint just to make sure they're really wet, right?
Well, personality-wise, I mean, there is something in common between urban explorers, and that's the fact that they see a separation between law and morality, in that just because something is illegal doesn't necessarily make it immoral. And we look at trespassing law and what the intention of it is, and there are obviously good intentions, keep people out of private homes and keep people from, you know, stealing property, damaging property. But in what we do, we don't harm anyone or damage any property. So although the technicality of the law is being broken, the nature of the law is remaining intact.
Okay. Let's look at some of the issues discussed in this Urban Exploration Forum online. If any members or wannabe members ask about what type of tools, for instance, they need to bring on one of these trips, tools like, I see, fence climbers, screwdrivers, bolt cutters. This sounds like the kind of tools a burglar would use in a break-in, no?
The website that you're referring to is called Urban Exploration Resource, and it has what we call a full member system. And when people are saying that they're going to use bolt cutters, they're going to break into a building, we don't allow them to become full members, and they don't get to see most of the sites that we visit. We follow the Sierra Club's model of take nothing but pictures, leave nothing but footprints. So when someone comes onto the site discussing that, you know, they might need bolt cutters, that's a sign that they probably shouldn't be there in the first place, and we try to express that to them.
We, the CBC, this specific building is listed on the UE website as an interesting place to penetrate. So, I mean, now you're in here. I mean, we actually gave you a pass. What is it you would want to see in here?
Really just any off-limits areas. Where I am right now, in fact, I should be taking pictures of to show everyone back on the website. But it's really, if we go into the public area, no one's going to care because we've seen that. It's more just to see the areas that you're not allowed to see, to show everyone else what's behind the scenes of a place.
And that you've been there.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it, too.
You're staking a claim. And when you were discovered mid-exploration by some security guard who insists on seeing your credentials, sir?
I've been caught by security on a number of occasions. A few times it's just been being asked to leave the property, being escorted off. Personally, I haven't had that many issues. Other people have. There are a few abandoned power plants around the city. One of my friends actually got caught in one of them shortly after it closed, and there's still workers inside. So there are some issues for him, but he's all right now. Generally, it's more of a problem in the States than it is here.
What would be the equivalent of the Oval Office in Toronto? Give me an example, I guess, of the biggest score you've ever had in the city, one of the biggest.
Well, one of the biggest places that everyone seems to be fascinated, either urban explorers or just the general public, is Lower Bay Subway Station. And they opened it for the first time for doors open recently, but that was after they cleaned it up and made it safe for the public. Beforehand, about a year ago, people used to go to Lower Bay by actually running through the subway tunnels to get there. So there's a huge element of danger, and it was an incredible thrill. And to get there, it's not so much the payoff of what you see as the adventure itself.
Someone is going to accuse us, just having heard this, of aiding and abetting silly, dangerous, and illegal behavior. To which you would respond?
I would respond that most of the dangers faced in urban exploration are things that can be overcome. For instance, there are some physical dangers, obviously subway trains, but most of us don't do that anymore. We've realized the danger in that. Sometimes floors are unsturdy and you can fall through them if you're not careful. However, we are careful. We test our steps on anything that might be water damaged or have any other problem with the floor. The bigger threat to urban explorers has to do with respiratory illnesses, such as asbestos in buildings always causes problems, mold in buildings, and many of us actually use respirators to protect us from these. So we are careful in what we do to make sure that our health remains intact.
In this building, the danger is the Kool-Aid. All of us have drank the CBC Kool-Aid, so just avoid it on your way out. There's a security guard, by the way, at the door to lead you back out of the building. Thank you so much for talking to us.
No problem.
Phil Orr is a member of Urban Exploration, a group that explores buildings and off-limit sites in Canada and the U.S. To see pictures of Phil's expeditions, look online at abandonedplanet.net.